Hi everyone, this is Rachel Aminu, and if you follow me on my social media platforms, then you know me as Ray. Today we are talking about No Grandma. Let's get right into it. If you've read the story of No David, then you may know where I'm heading to with this topic for today. It's not uncommon for grandparents to clash with parents. Well, how do you resolve that conflict? What if grandma's way of doing things doesn't really go with how you want things done? What do you do about that? Well, I have three guidelines for you guys just to help you navigate how you can work together as a team with grandparents. When I say grandparents, I'm going to use the word grandma. And that's because most clashes tend to happen with grandma. You have the nurturer side of her. She wants to spoil her grandbaby. And at the same time, she wants you to be the best mother. So how do you reconcile that if what she wants is against what you really want to do? Maybe you're saying, Ma, I got this. But she's saying, no, that's not how you hold the baby. No, put the baby on her belly. She needs to sleep on her stomach. Oh, that's not how to bathe the baby. You have to do it this way. And after a little while, combined with that hormone, lack of sleep, and just being plain tired, you may find yourself snapping, whether it's on the inside, you know, not saying it out loud, or whether it's on the outside. Here are my guidelines. The first that has really helped me is just be appreciative. Be thankful for grandma's support, the fact that she really wants to help. And that's the underlying motive for most grandmas, most grandparents. They're not trying to make you look bad. They really want to help. They want to spend time with their grandbaby and they want to be there for you. It may get on your nerves, but that attitude of gratitude will change your perspective in even seeing grandma as your helper. And that way you two can work together as a team. Second guideline is set boundaries and structures. One of the reasons why there is clash is because there are blurred boundaries. When you and your spouse are on the same team and on the same side of what you want as far as how to raise your child, what are the ways as far as eating habits, for example, what are some things that are very important to you? Make sure you are clear. That's the key word. Be clear about what is important to you in raising your child. Maybe it's discipline. Maybe it's exercising for older kids. Maybe it's just education. Tell them what is negotiable and what is not negotiable. Let them know so that there are no blurred lines. It can be odd when they are there for you one moment and they get to do whatever they want when you need them. Like in a moment of crisis, maybe you haven't gotten much sleep in a while. You need them. You need grandma, you need grandpa, and they're there and they get to do whatever they want as far as raising that child. But what happens when you no longer need their help, but they're still doing whatever they were doing before and helping you raise your little one? You have to be clear. You have to communicate. My two daughters are about 4 to 5 years apart. So by the second child, I felt like I knew what I was doing. I had read parenting books. I had read books from other women. I listened to sermons, teachings, and, you know, talked to other mothers. And even most of my friends at the time were having babies. And we would share stories, horror stories, good stories, what to do, what not to do. This is what helped me. And this did not work at all. So I knew that by the second child, given a baby who was only 1 month old, water, even if it's just a little bit, may not really be a good idea. I knew by that time certain things that were our traditions, and because I'm from West Africa, there were some traditions that I just wasn't comfortable with. And after talking to my spouse, we were on the same side. And we were able to communicate with grandma that, no, we don't want to do this. And because she saw we were on the same side, she went right along with it. And she was able to get on board. I spent more time on that to give you the third guideline. Third guideline is a biggie. Old school versus new school. Now, a lot of grandparents want to tell you how they raised you, but maybe because of technology and books and different things nowadays, there are other ways to achieve the same results, right? But just doing it a different way. You have to let grandma know, I appreciate this way and I appreciate what you're trying to do. But this is how we want to do it. We just want to give it a shot and try it this way. You know, we are open to what you're saying, but let's just try this method and see what happens. The baby has colic. The baby has tummy ache. Grandma wants to give the baby herb or a certain medicine that has no known root. You don't know what ingredients are in there. And you just want to try taking the child to a pediatrician. Grandma, thank you for really caring. You know, we just want to take her to the doctor and see what the doctor says. Whether it's old school versus new school, it's not about the parenting theory. It's about meeting your child's needs. No, Grandma, I am listening. And it's not about being rude, or it's not about just stomping all over their ideas. Be open to their ideas, to their suggestions, because no matter what, they do know more than us when it comes to experience. They've raised their child from childhood all the way to adulthood. No matter what, remember that it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. I hope that has been a great help. There are websites like care.com, Empowering Parent, Very Well, even parents.com that have more details and can really help you in resolving conflicts with grandparents. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. Ask me in the comment section down below. Again, my name is Ray. Hit the subscribe button. Till then, I hope you have a great week.